Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. So we're back after a little break with the Easter holidays.
Yes.
And the May bank holiday and Lucy's birthday for yesterday. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Thank you. Sorry, my voice went really weird. A best friend of mine stayed last night and he basically said he got 6 minutes in. And couldn't bear to listen to my voice anymore. So now I'm all of a sudden thinking about that comment. Thank you, Alex. Although you're not going to listen to this, so I don't know why I just said that. I just spoke really weirdly and now I'm going to be really paranoid about my voice, I think.
Don't be. No offence, Alex, but fuck Alex. Yeah, don't worry about Alex. Him. Don't worry about him in the nicest possible way.
I really shouldn't say that, actually, because he was... here for various reasons, but one of which was that he babysat my children last night and gave me comedy tickets because he could no longer attend with his wife. And it was actually their anniversary yesterday, their wedding anniversary. They got married on my birthday.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, the Bakers.
Yeah.
And so I should be really, really thankful to him as well, rather than saying fuck you.
You're
so
right.
That was rude. But yeah, I did have a lovely birthday weekend. I went to Lucky Voice in Soho and did karaoke.
Amazing.
With my school and university friends. That was some of my university friends, I should say. That was really fun.
Good.
I dominated. I pretty much did every song, something took over me. I felt like, I was a singer for the night. There's lots of videos which I can't, like this podcast, watch back at all. Absolutely hideous. But it was really good fun.
Post one? Should we post one?
No.
By the way, some of people may have noticed, that I just had to adjust the sound a little bit. So we may have just got a little bit louder just because it wasn't quite picking up as much as I thought it was. So can we post a video?
No.
Not at all?
No. Never.
I'm gonna see it.
Absolutely never. I've asked them to all be deleted. There were so many that I'm now thinking back on and thinking, why on earth did we do this song? The one that we did right at the end, which I was like, I was actually really rubbish of thinking of songs. I thought it'd be really, really good. But I did Lola Young Messy, which was so fun. So fun. I think people that get that song just get that song. I suppose it's a human thing, isn't it, as well? Maybe everyone gets that song. But yeah, that was really, really fun to sing.
And did you do any old classics?
We did TLC, No Scrubs.
Yeah,
it reminded me how much of a formative album Fan Mail was for me. Because it came out when I joined college. I'd left my school, my boarding school, and I'd gone to college at home and... I absolutely listened to that album on repeat. So, just so bad.
They were
badass and I just loved it. I thought it was amazing. I'd never heard, I had strong females in my life. But yeah, I'd never heard them kind of talk in that way. And I was so mesmerized by all of that. I just absolutely loved it. So yeah, we did that. And one of my friends, her all time favorite song is MIA Paper Plane. She did that. She didn't even have to look at the screen. My two university friends who don't, they know my school friends because weddings and baby showers and all of that stuff, but they don't know each other.
Yeah.
But so my two university friends were just like, oh my Lord, she didn't have to. But then one of my university friends, amazing rapper. She did Slim Shady. She did Gold Digger. It was we played a game actually. So a lot of the songs we didn't actually choose. It was this randomator kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it would pick a person and pick a song. And it was quite fun to just get people up doing it at the beginning.
Because I guess if you choose them yourself, you kind of then think, am I any good at that?
Yeah.
It takes away all of that sort of...
And also people don't kind of want to get up at first as well. So,
yeah, totally.
I mean, kind of got in there and I was like, right, we've got 2 hours, let's go. And I'm like, I turn into my mother and I'm like, want to get my money's worth. She once made us get on every single ride in Euro Disney. And I remember my brother was pretty young, but I was definitely a teenager. And I'll just never forget, we were queuing for those rides that just it's like a it was a Dumbo ride, and it just went up and down.
Yeah.
And the break between, like, me and my dad got on the ride and my mum and my brother were left. So it was like, I'd never forget, it was like me and my dad with all of these tiny little children riding this Dumbo ride just because my mother wanted to get her money's worth. So I did go all like, right, let's do this, let's get going, like no breaks at all.
We'll do and half a song at the end.
Exactly. Yeah, and then they messed up our drinks, so they gave us half an hour extra as well. So that's maybe, again, why my voice sounds a bit funny today. But yeah, it was so much fun.
It's so much fun. It's so hard. I mean, even like I sing and I find karaoke quite terrifying to get up and do.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because people know I do. I actually avoid karaoke some often because I feel like the expectation is that I can just do it well. And
yeah.
And that's not true at all.
Yeah. It's really hard.
You've got a certain voice that works.
Yeah.
And you can't always fit into other people's voices. You know.
Yeah. I actually remember thinking, I don't understand how singers can't hear themselves when they're singing. You know, when people are like really out of tune.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I know, watching those videos, I definitely know now, like, because in bits I'm just absolutely shouting and sound completely terrible,
but
like,
you
completely terrible. It was really fun. I've actually only done it twice before, one of which was with my friend Susie, who was there on Saturday night when we finished our exams at university.
Yeah.
And we did it, it was like in a bar.
Yeah.
So, and we did Hey Ya by Outkast.
Yeah.
And Susie, Ashleen, our other friend, says that it still haunts her in her nightmares, which is just really weird. And then the other one when I did karaoke was when I was on the Yangtze River. Right. And I went on a river cruise. And there were two Western people on this cruise, me and a guy. And everyone was obsessed that we were like, are you two not together? And we were like, no, we don't know each other. And we didn't really hang around with each other. So I was just like there one night and went down to the bar. And these guys decided to get me really drunk on sake and basically make me sing karaoke. And I love the Carpenters. Like, I listened to the Carpenters a lot in the car in the 90s growing up, in the 80s. And I was basically Karen Carpenter for the night, man. Like, people, like, yeah, I felt like a pop star that night. I don't remember a lot of it because of the said alcohol. But yeah, so it was really good fun and something that I really wanted to do and I haven't done in London. So
have you not?
As you know, no, I've never done it in London because I did it in Bournemouth and I've done it in China.
Yeah.
And this is when I start to think that I'm autistic. I've done it in Bournemouth and I've done it in China and now I've done it in London.
I've never done karaoke anywhere else apart from those two places. And now I can have the third one.
I did want to do something that, because it's my last birthday in London, I wanted to do something that I hadn't done before. So, yeah, it was fun.
Did anyone do one of the ones I absolutely love is Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship?
Sing it to me. That? I don't know that song. Sing it to me.
You know, nothing's going to stop us now.
Nothing's
going to
stop us.
And if this world runs out of love.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, I did that.
So it was quite modern.
I suppose we did go quite modern, actually. We did one in the game. There was Dancing Queen. I was a bit like, I don't know. I felt like Muriel's Wedding. I feel like Muriel, baby. I think we did go quite modern, actually. We're modern girls.
Modern girls.
Although there were times when I said I feel like a 40-year-old mum because I was like really like swaying and clicking. And I'm a clicker. Woo! I'm a real clicker.
I'm a real clapper.
It's highly embarrassing. Yeah. I think a clapper, I don't know what's worse, a clicker or a clapper.
I think they're both pretty dreadful.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a clicker. I'm a definite clicker. I'm not really a clapper.
I'm a a lot of arm moving.
Occasionally I'll do a clap. Like, you know, you've really got to get me to do a clap.
We used to do that fake clapping, you know, when you missed the beat. Did you go through that phase where you were like clapping but deliberately like fucked it up and
I definitely went through the phase where you do like really like that Big Fish Little Fish cardboard box dance.
Yeah.
And there was all the like lawnmower. Yeah. Like, I think that was more the guys that used to break that out. Yeah. Which I was like, it's not that funny. Oh, we have a visitor.
Oh, we've got we've got Gabriella off school. Gabriella, you need to go out now. I'm afraid you're recording. But we love you. Can you shut the door as well, please?
Hey, Gabriella. She had a mischievous look on her face, yeah. So I'm actually surprised that she left. I thought that was going
to
be...
So did I. I was like ready for everyone to hear my outburst.
But we have had a break. We've had a lot going on, haven't we? Yeah. I had my car stolen.
Yeah, you had your car stolen.
I was pretty stranded for a while, although that sounds ridiculous because there is public transport. But it's been really nice to have, like, to slow down a bit. I've really used it as a time to slow down.
Yeah, you're right, because you just can't fit as much in. Like, nipping here and nipping there.
Yeah.
Is just like here, we were just coming here is 5 minutes in the car, but probably like 20 minutes.
So I actually walked to my piano lesson, which is about 5 minutes further up the road from you.
Oh, yeah,
it took me 25 minutes.
Okay, so
it would
have
been about
20 minutes
to walk.
But that's like, and it could take you 3 or 4 minutes in the car.
Yeah.
And it just, you do get a lot more done, but then you put a lot more pressure on yourself to get it done.
That is true. So it is really nice having a car back, but I'm also trying to really slow down. Because what we're talking about today, really, like, I've had anniversaries.
We're going to talk about anniversaries today.
I've had a bit of a rubbish one. Like, anniversaries can be good and bad, really, can't they, I suppose?
Well, I mean, apart from wedding anniversaries, I actually don't... I don't think I mentally go to a positive place when I think of anniversaries.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because I've got a lot of anniversaries of negative things.
Yeah, see, birthdays, I suppose, are anniversaries, aren't they, in a way? I also have some really important friendship anniversaries, like my best friend Satu, who I've known since I was 11. Like, we definitely... kind of try and I always like not every year obviously, but like those really important ones, like those really significant ones. And I think at the beginning, so when it's a negative one, it's around, you know, an event, isn't it, that's negative, like a death or a divorce, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not that that's relevant to me particularly, and then for me it's my cancer diagnosis. So just a few weeks ago, it was my 2 years since being diagnosed, which I actually thought about a few weeks before, and I kind of realised that maybe that was why I was feeling a little bit low.
Yeah.
But I actually forgot on the day, and one of my best friends messaged me, and she always does because she's like the sweetest person with remembering things like that.
Yeah.
And just said, like, I know this must be a really difficult day, and I was like, God, I'd actually forgotten, which... I suppose it's a good thing and a weird thing as well. But then I actually had my hysterectomy on my birthday.
Yeah.
So that was 2 years ago on Saturday. And it's a funny one. And obviously, you know, there's all of those, you know, thinking about all of those times, I suppose it does all bring all of that kind of raw emotion, and probably some, if I'm really honest with myself, of the emotion that I haven't properly processed.
Of course. I mean, 2 years is not a long time at all, you know. Like, it definitely not, especially all that you've been through, you know. And also, like, no cancer is good by any stretch, but the cancer that you had isn't a great, you know, is that's a lot to process, you know, a lot to process, and the treatment that you went through, you know, and the way that you dealt with it, and, you know, you tried to keep things as normal as possible is brilliant on the one hand, but also means you definitely didn't process stuff maybe in the way that you may have needed to, but you kind of just have to do what you can do at the time, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. A really wise friend of mine said to me recently, actually, not in the context of this, like, topic, but she was like, once I realised that everyone is just kind of operating at the capacity that they can at that point, once I realised that, you just stop being angry at people because you're just like, well, they're just doing what they can at the moment.
Yeah, that's a really important thing to remember, yeah. Actually.
Because I think the other thing, so as well as like all of the emotions that I suppose it brings up, it's also like, I'm like, God, I've done fuck all in the last 2 years. Like, really, I haven't done that much. And that's something that I'm suppose having to come to terms with. I'm trying to navigate going back into the workplace and I suppose finding purpose in places other than my family is like quite daunting. And also like a responsibility that I suppose that I've realised that I'm not particularly ready for. Like, I feel like I've let some people and some organise... Oh, God, don't. I didn't think this was going to be the bit that would upset me.
Oh.
But like I've let some people down, which is really hard to kind of... For me, as someone who... like... My worth, I suppose, is so tied up in achievement.
And how you make other people feel.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's actually probably it more than achievement. But yeah, so I think that's really hard to deal with as well.
But I get that you might feel like that. But can we say which cancer you had?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Lucy had cervical cancer, which is
uterine.
Oh, uterine cancer. It uterine cancer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
It spread into my cervix. It had come into the very outer layer of my cervix.
Okay.
So
fine.
It was just on the march. So that was why I was stage two, not stage one, because it had gone on the march.
Ah. Okay.
And which by the is way,
I
didn't
say fine just then. That's not fine. But I did. Right. Okay. So I. Okay, so it was uterine and I think that's actually part of my, not ignorance, but my lack of understanding of how that area works.
I had no clue.
I didn't realise it had started that way, sorry.
No,
but
it's
I think that's mega. And I know whilst you feel like that and I understand why you're feeling upset about it, I also would like to think that people that you're worried about or would just cut you some slack
because,
I hope that emotion is coming from, not that I want you to have it at all, but I hope that emotion is coming from inside and not the way anyone's made you feel, because actually you've been through so much. Like, I think you've been incredible. Like, I don't even know how you do stuff. And yes, you've not done what you did perhaps previous to your diagnosis, but you've done so much. And actually you had full-on treatment, operations,
it's
only 2 years, and that's not a long time when you've been diagnosed with cancer. And I think that you need to cut yourself a bit of slack. And I really hope that anyone around you just sees you as for the hero that you really are, and not and those feelings are coming from inside and not external, because that would really upset me, because you've been through more in life than, you've already lost your father. Like, you've then had this, under 40 with three kids. Like seriously, I just want people to be in awe of you, and that's the only emotion that they should have.
Thanks.
But not letting people down. No. Like, I don't, like, that shouldn't be even on the radar.
Well, my aunt actually used to say, and she actually died not last year, but the year before, really sadly, from cancer. And she was kind of like a second mum to me anyway. She was really, really important to me. And she said that you're never given more than you can kind of cope with. And that's what she always used to say, like, you're so strong, that's why. But you do just have to get on with it. But what I am trying to do is just be much kinder with myself. Like, I really am. Like, that's really important. And do you know what else? Do you know what else it is? And the reason I think I'm getting upset is because I've said this before, and I'll say it again. just because I got a B in communication studies A level does not mean I'm a good communicator, and I'm a shit communicator. And I think that's why I'm upset, actually, is because I've just gone off radar of it. And I know that there are people that I'm just ignoring. And that, I think, is really hard, because I don't want to make people feel like I'm ignoring them, because I'm not. It's just like a self-preservation thing that I just literally
can't
cope
just
with anymore at the moment. Yeah, so... And that's fine. And I know that when I reach out to those people, it'll all be fine. Like, I do know that. I suppose I'm just hard on myself at being a really shit communicator. But I did make a little stride today. Yesterday, actually, I told you this story on the phone earlier. So sorry. But I bought my daughter a ridiculous Christmas present, because I went to Morocco and there was a special on duty free, and she'd been going on about a Dior lip oil for ages. Anyway, she chose my outfit to wear last night. Yes. My eldest is very into style and fashion and makeup. I don't know where she gets it from. Certainly not me. But she chose everything for me to wear and put on my face, and she chose her Dior lip oil for me to use. And so I put it on and it looked lovely. And I was like, God, actually, I should be borrowing this, Dorothy. Like, you know, I bought this for you. Anyway, bartered with her and negotiated. And she finally agreed to let me take it out. As I got in the train in East Croydon, I was like, what's this in my pocket? Dropped it. It fell on the train tracks. I was like, oh, my Lord. I would have usually just like not told her and just tried to like cover it up. But I was like, do you know
what? But yeah,
if I do that, I'm not going to enjoy this comedian that I'm going to see. I'm going to be worrying about it all night. Yeah. So it's like, do the grown up thing and just call her now and admit it. And do you know what? I was so proud of her. She was so mature, like so lovely. And it was all fine.
Oh,
so I'm really pleased
with
myself. I would like to make a public apology to the men at East Croydon Station today who I really pissed off by taking my litter grabber and going and grabbing said lip oil. They told me that I was in big trouble, but I ran away from them up the station and I got away. So I am sorry about that. But yeah, I got it back, so that's good. And my husband is so impressed with me.
I'm really impressed.
Seriously, he was like, I cannot believe you did that. I'm like so impressed that you went and got that. It's like... Well, I thought about it and I thought I could just buy a new one or I could just go get that old one back. And I thought, I'm just going to do
and
it.
Actually, a Dior lip oil is not like, it's not like you're buying Rimmel, is it? You know, so it's nice to,
it's really expensive and it's amazing. Because when I asked her to take it, she asked me if I wanted to take her P. Louise one instead. And I was
What's P. Louise?
Have you not heard of P. Louise? It's quite a controversial brand, actually, as P. Louise. I learned from someone the other day. But it's basically like a kind of like, I suppose I'd call it like a bubblegum pop kind of makeup brand.
Right, okay.
And it's very like heavily, the fragrances are really heavy and they're like quite like fun, like candy floss. It's like really
audience and like for children, right?
Marketed for children, and they've got like a gold clip that you can kind of put on keys, or you could like put on your belt or something like that.
Okay.
So I passed on that.
You passed
one.
On
and
that.
I was like, Dior.
No, Dior.
Dior.
I think I would have done the same. Well, well done for communicating. Like, well done for doing it. And
I know that's such a ridiculous example, but
no,
I think it's the small wins. Sometimes.
It is totally the small wins, and it's and I do think that. Sorry, I just put my hand over my mouth whilst I was speaking, but I do think that that feeling. I totally get it. That thing of, I often will think, shit, I haven't been in touch with them, or my God, I've got to send them a message, or. You know, I look at my unread messages on WhatsApp and it's like in the 40s, you know, and I've got voice notes that to listen to, which I love, long ones, which I absolutely adore. The longer, the better for me.
Yeah.
But like...
Noted.
But yeah, anyone can leave me a mega long voice note and I love it. But I do feel like, oh my God, I haven't been in touch with that person. And I think, hang on a minute. When were they like, stop. I try and just pause and think, they can also be in touch with me. Like, it is two way. But I think because I'm like you, I always worry about like if I, you know, how I make people feel, if I've upset them, or, and I guess it goes back to like the people pleasing days, which a tiny bit of it will always stay with you, right? But I think why am I worrying about this so much? But I used to be the really good communicator, and I suppose I've taken that responsibility on subconsciously. Mm. But actually, a relationship, communication works two ways. So yeah, I may not have been in touch with them, but actually they haven't been in touch with me. It's not like ignoring their messages.
Yeah.
But I do feel that pressure when I see the unreads, and I do apologize to everyone also for my lack of.
Well, I think you actually recently, like I'm talking when you know that like catch-all phrase of like recently, I'm saying last 6 months.
Yeah.
I think you told me about that WhatsApp function, which I didn't know about.
Oh, unread.
Which is the unread.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was cock-a-hoop when you showed me that. And now fucking hate it. I know that.
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time. It's like 28. And I'm like 28 people I need to reply to.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of those are groups as well. So I know. I mean, you times that.
And like, I do, yeah.
There are hundreds of people out there waiting for
a reply. I know.
That sounds like we're bigging ourselves. No. These people are waiting for a reply. Yeah, they're just by their phones. When are they going to text me back? I know people don't really care either. I don't worry about upsetting people. I think I worry about letting people down. I think that's my thing.
But isn't that the sort of same coin, different sides? Isn't that, that's a similar thing? Sort of upsetting people. When you let people down, you upset them.
Yeah.
Or if you upset them, you let them down.
Okay.
I sort of see that as a bit like depression and anxiety, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
But your interpretation can be
and then I suppose, and going back to anniversaries.
Yes, which like, is the topic today.
Like, I don't know if I've got any other anniversaries that I think of. Just my dad dying, but that's also a really sad one. I'm trying to think if I've got any, like, other than my friendship ones, any, like, positive anniversaries. I think when you're dating, you think about, I think I used to like think about the like my losing my virginity anniversary when I was like
god,
young.
Yes, same.
Like I'd like the maybe for the first few years.
Oh god, my
that's
god,
weird.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that.
I can't even remember
you
now.
Kind of maybe like remember that experience. But I think that's pretty much like it. Is there anything else?
God, I totally forgot about things like that. We did used to hang on to those dates. I think, sadly, I mean, relationship anniversaries. But, yeah, sadly, all of mine are, like, death of either family or friends, actually.
Oh, I actually listened to a crime podcast called Inhumane, which I love.
Yeah.
It's, like, they just go through a case per episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not talking correctly. And they now have a podcast anniversary. So I suppose we will have a podcast anniversary.
Yeah.
So that'll be a nice positive one.
Do you know what, actually, thinking about it, I'm going to try and create, like, because there are so, sadly, I've had quite a lot of loss, and the anniversaries are really, like, you know, adding up now.
The other thing is racking up as well. So like, I think I have mentioned this before, but like I've now been without my dad longer than I was with my dad, and that's like a really, so every now year it's just like another it's less painful for sure, but it's just like every year it's just like fuck, it's like this many years, you know, like
which
24 years.
And I think I don't know about you, but I definitely find, I mean, I think you have just said what I'm about to say, but I, like, whilst they say, you know, it gets easier with time, I actually find it sadder sometimes when I think, like you just said, you've been without them for so long. Like, I can't believe I haven't seen her or him for, you know, the first years are always horrendous. The second years are, I mean, every year is horrendous, but then there's this whole added thing of like, I can't believe I haven't seen them for that long.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes it like, yeah, I just find that, God, I'm now about to well up, but I find that I just find that harder.
Yeah, super hard.
But actually, just to try and like make it happier.
It's fine. Like it's such a hard topic to talk about.
Yeah, it is, and I think actually what we should try and do now is
make positive
positive anniversaries. So, you know, like celebrate, because I do look at anniversaries with dread. Let's just try and make them positive. I mean, I don't know how you do it with your diagnosis, but.
Yeah, well, actually, this is a really relevant example, which was on Sunday morning. I just really didn't feel like doing anything. A couple of people had cancelled and I was just like really felt like going back to bed.
Yeah.
I went downstairs to my husband and one of my best friends and was just like, I'm just worrying about this. Like, I'm worrying about my brother. I'm worrying about this. I just blurted it all out. And usually I would have completely internalized it all.
Which is, and I really don't think.
And do you know what? I would have internalized it. I still would have pushed through. We actually came to the lovely community day, which was gorgeous. Yeah. And did I tell you this? I won a lawn strimmer.
But
now what I usually would have done, I would have built it up. I wouldn't have said anything. I just would have internalized it all and pushed it all down, and then it would have bubbled up all to the surface and I would have burnt out and I would have been in bed for like 2 days. So now today, you know, I probably would have been cancelling on you. I wouldn't have been going to the awards ceremony tonight. You know, so again, communication is key. My mantra.
This is our new,
I'm going to get it tattooed on my, not on my forehead, because that might be a bit stupid, but maybe my hand.
I really, really think that you just have to let it out. Like, I used to hold so much in when I was younger, and then after some therapy, I sort of learned to sort of talk about things more. But I was always happy, always really smiling. No one would imagine that anything was ever wrong. And I just realised how unhealthy that was. And I see other people doing it and see how unhealthy that is. It's just better to get it out.
Yeah.
And even if it's writing it down, even if it's not getting it out to someone else, or even if it's just telling a stranger on a park walk or whatever, like, I don't know, just get internalising is just the root of all
evil.
Do
you know what?
Healthy for you.
No, it isn't.
It's not healthy for your body.
At karaoke, we skipped over Let It Go. Frozen. But might have been quite cathartic for me to sing that. As in, like, let all of that emotion go that I have.
Yeah.
All of that, you know.
I mean, we could have a little sing-song afterwards and you could sing it here.
Oh, I think I'm really surprised I can talk. Honestly, I did 2.5 hours, but I probably did 2 hours of singing. It's more than Adele does, isn't it? No, I'm joking. Yeah.
That is a lot of singing.
Off my fellow Southeast London queen.
Our queen.
West Norwood. For sure. No, yeah, she was. Went to Brit school and everything, didn't she? I'm sure I just met someone who went to Brit school recently. But anyway.
Yeah.
Is that anniversaries? What time are we on?
I don't know, actually. Let's have a look.
We haven't checked at all.
Oh, we're only on 33 minutes, which is amazing. Oh,
maybe we should make it a bit of a shorty.
Yeah, this is a short one.
It's a bit of a saddie, so I feel like maybe we haven't delivered on the old entertainment. Do I have anything?
I mean, this doesn't have to be entertainment or funny all the time, does it?
I was trying to think if anything funny happened
I was thinking of, we went camping.
Did you? Yeah. You've got to have some good stories from camping.
I mean, it's, classic, terrible sleep. Kids had a great time.
Where did you go?
Started drinking way too early. Had a hangover before bed. Freezing. Hours for the kettle to boil. usual stuff.
I love camping.
I mean, I know. We went to this amazing place, actually, in West Sussex. Woodlands or Woodfires. Woodfires. Basically, they cook for you. So it's like a gastro.
They cooked for you?
Yeah, they cook. You can have your meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner. Well, I think it's, sorry, breakfast and dinner there.
That's not camping.
No, but we cooked for the kids still. We still took the kitchen and the stove and everything. And we did waste hours on those hot water bottles.
Yeah.
Just stood there praying for it to... But it was really cold, good. Though. It was really good. But there was something really hilarious that happened. Oh, compost loos.
Oh, I like a compost loo.
It's compost loos, but they have that thing there's a catch. There's a little sort of like almost colander in half of it. So a few people were a bit, just didn't have the right experience for it, let's just say.
Really?
yeah, a few moments.
I don't know if I want to tell this story, but seeing as, no, I'm not going
no.
to. I can't.
No.
Yeah. Let's,
but yeah. Yeah, there was some what other funny. There was something that I've had. There was something that happened. I'm sure we'll think about it as soon as we cut off. But yeah, there have been a few funny things in the recent weeks. Let's just make happy anniversaries.
Like yes.
Moving forward.
Yes.
And let's make happy anniversaries moving forward. Let's not internalize things. Get them out. Oh, like, and don't feel bad about not communicating with people.
Yes.
And especially after all you've been through, like, people just need to be kind.
Yeah, I am trying to be.
And you need to be kind to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, then that's it. But 37 minutes, I think our shortest one yet.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye. They'll be grateful. They'll be grateful.